Our next guest has been writing about the Blue Zones for almost 15 years now. Is the author of books including The Blue Zones, Thrive, The Blue Zone Solution, The Blue Zones of Happiness, and his newest, The Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. And we're happy to be joined this afternoon by Dan Buettner. And Dan, well, it's hard to believe it's been more than 14 years since you first teamed up with National Geographic to teach us all about the Blue Zones.
That's right. Did the first cover story in 2005 on the world's longest lived people and the lessons they offer us for living longer.
What's stunning to me in reading the first book and the subsequent books as well are the similarities that exist regardless of the cultures, that there are some things in common that help people live a longer life wherever you live.
Yeah, so we found the longest lived people in Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, longest lived men, Okinawa, longest lived women, and then Ikaria, Greece, a place where there's almost no dementia, Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica, and then in America here among the Seventh-day Adventists. And they all move naturally, so they're living in environments that push them into movement. They have vocabulary for purpose. They have sacred daily rituals that help them reverse the stress of everyday living. They tend to belong to a faith. They surround themselves with people who encourage healthy behavior. That's probably one of the biggest things. And then to the point of this new book, The Blue Zones Kitchen, I've spent the last 3 years with photographer David McLean to capture the food tradition that's been around for 500 years that is yielding the longest lived people on Earth.
And it really is a beautiful book as well. The photographs are fantastic. How willing were these people to allow you to come into their homes and watch them prepare their meals?
I think if you came in off the street, they wouldn't be very welcoming, but I'm pretty well known in all these villages. I've been working with them for 15 years, and they know me, and I'm very respectful of the culture, and I've brought them, I've celebrated something they're very proud of, which are older people and the legacy of longevity that they're giving the rest of the world. So it was pretty easy to get in, but once you get in, it took a lot of work to get the photography right. National Geographic photographer David McLean spent many, many months capturing these images and then capturing the recipes. They don't use measuring cups and teaspoons, so I had to sit there in the kitchen with my laptop computer and capture these time-honored recipes by hand.
Well, what these people are doing is really what's catching on around the world now as other people become aware of more healthy ways of eating, and it starts with a plant-based diet.
That's right. I think what we're learning from these longest-lived people is converging with science. It's pretty clear that if you're eating meat more than about once a day, your chances for diabetes, heart disease, cancer are double, triple, quadruple that would be if you were on a plant-based diet. And we're seeing that the cultures, all traditionally speaking, before the American food culture kind of hit them, they were eating mostly plant-based diet and saving meat and other animal products for really celebratory, birthdays and weddings and Sunday after church. Otherwise, they're eating pretty much peasant food. But the secret is they know how to make peasant food sing, taste delicious.
Interesting also to read that the recommendation is to go easy on fish. And if you are eating fish, really make it small fish, things like sardines, anchovies, cod.
Yeah, so it's the food low down on the food chain. Well, most fish now is horribly contaminated, even farm fish, pesticides and fertilizer, and they sort of live in their own feces. So in Blue Zones, these villages tend to be away from the sea. So fishing didn't make sense for them. They had to walk for a day, fish for a day, and then by the time they get the fish back to their village, it kind of stunk. So fish is really a minor part of the Blue Zones diet. And, the four pillars of every Blue Zone diet are whole grains, corn, wheat, rice, greens of every kind, nuts, about a handful of nuts a day, is probably adding 2 years of life expectancy. And here was the big surprise for me. Beans. Mm. They're eating about a cup of beans a day, and they know how to make those beans absolutely taste delicious, tastes just as good as meat or better. And if you're eating about a cup of beans a day, it's probably adding about 4 years of life expectancy over getting your protein from meat.
And eating those beans often with every meal.
Yes. Well, maybe not so much for breakfast, but, you know, beautiful minestrone, an Icarian stew, a salad with beans in there, lots of different kinds of soups, the Costa Ricans, Nicoya Peninsula. So it just, you know, it's like a great sushi. So the best cooking are a few ingredients done very well. So imagine these really savory beans that have been slow cooked with onions and garlic and a little bit of peppers, with a whole grain a corn tortilla that's been roasted, some hot sauce on there, accompanied by some squash, some roasted squash. It's absolutely fulfilling and delicious. And those three foods together, by the way, create a whole protein. You eat a bean taco with some squash, you're getting as much protein as a 3 ounce steak with none of the toxins, cruelty, and saturated fats.
We're talking with Dan Buettner. His new book is The Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. And you mentioned the ingredients, and across the cultures, a very limited number, about less than 20 ingredients, right?
That's the point. There's actually a theory that when you bombard your body with all kinds of different ingredients, it creates a certain amount of immune stress, and it's a weakened immune system that allows older people especially to get cancer. So really protecting that immune system over time in Blue Zones, it's seemingly with 20 simple ingredients that they'll change from season to season depending what's growing in the garden. But once again, the secret is the 500 years of observed culinary trial and error that is learned how to make the simple pleasant food taste absolutely delicious. And that's the zeitgeist I think the Blue Zones Kitchen captures.
Here in America, we have a real problem with obesity. And a big part of that is the fact that a lot of people are drinking their calories. And you point out in the book that in these Blue Zones, mostly water, that's the beverage of choice, and then only about three other options.
Yes. So teas, we see it all in Blue Zones. Coffee, and by the way, coffee is one of those indulgences, you know, as long as you're drinking it black or with maybe just a little bit of white or soy milk or something, you can drink it with impunity. In fact, it's probably the number one source of antioxidants in the American diet, which is more commentary on the American diet than it is on coffee. And then and then wine. And if you're drinking a glass or two of red wine with a meal, you're probably doubling or tripling the nutrient absorption and lowering your cortisol levels. And it seems that people who drink a little bit actually live a little bit longer than people who don't drink at all, which is not to say if you're not drinking now to start drinking, but if you are drinking a little, bottoms up.
Can you also talk about the importance of olive oil?
Yeah, we've seen, especially in Icaria, a relationship, especially in older people, between olive oil consumption and longevity. So up to about 4 tablespoons a day of olive oil. The beauty of olive oil, especially if you're not frying with it, you have these long-chain fatty acids, which are good for you, and you're having an antioxidant effect. And I would argue, more importantly, they make vegetables taste good. Because at the end of the day, I could tell you that fermented tofu or bitter melon are the healthiest foods in the world. I can make an argument for those. But if you don't like those foods, you're not going to eat them. Fruits and vegetables and nuts, forget fruits for a second, but if you're adding a little bit of olive oil to bring out the richness, you'll eat them for months or years on end, which is really a key for making them work for you and adding years to your life.
People love their sweets, and one of the commonalities I noticed throughout the book, wherever you went, there were ways of creating sweets that were still healthy.
Yeah, so people do eat sweets as a celebratory food. So the average American adds about 22 teaspoons of sugar to their daily diet. In Blue Zones, it's about 7, and that's usually in the form of honey, which I think is the best sweetener out there. And when you're not napalming your taste buds with sweets all the time, it takes a lot less to be satisfied with it.
I need to try. I've been looking at it several times here. The Chinese 5-spice banana ice cream with roasted pineapple. That looks amazing.
You know, a big point, if I had written a book about a restrictive diet that leads to longevity, it may work, but people give up on it. So these people in Blue Zones, they do not deprive themselves. They treat themselves, but it's not a treat at every meal. When you think of it, we eat about 1,030 meals a day. A year. And in Blue Zones, 900 of those meals, the meals that get you up in the morning and fuel you through the rest of the day, those are healthy, simple, plant-based diet foods. And then every once in a while, they'll have a celebration where they'll eat some, there'll be a pig roast, or there'll be a they'll make a bunch of sweets. But really, some of the wisdom is keeping those celebratory foods for celebrations, not for every meal.
Is it safe to say, Dan, that in the Blue Zones, eating is more mindful?
I hate to say it, but no.
Oh, okay.
They eat mindlessly. The secret is they set up their environments are such where the healthy choice is the easy choice. If you ask somebody to be mindful 24/7 for the rest of their life, they're going to forget. So the key is learning a few plant-based recipes you love, making sure when you go to the grocery store you're buying those ingredients and keeping your pantry stocked with those ingredients so that when you go look for dinner, the healthy choice is the only available choice. And that's what we see in Blue Zones.
How important is it in the Blue Zones to eat more slowly? I think in America we have a tendency to wolf things down, but is it a different approach in the Blue Zones?
Yes, it takes about 20 minutes for the full feeling to travel from your belly to your brain. And if you're wolfing your food down, you don't know when you've overeaten. So there's a few tricks in Blue Zones. First of all, they'll say prayer before a meal, put some punctuation between their busyness, or hara hachi bu, which is what they say in Okinawa, to remind them to stop when their stomachs are 80% full. They tend to eat with family. You tend to eat much slower if you're eating with family and friends than you are if you have one hand on the steering wheel or you're eating on the go. And the general rule is they eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. And then they stop eating at 5 or 6 in the afternoon, and they let their digestive systems rest for 14 or 16 hours. And that's sort of intermittent fasting, which is painless once you get in the habit, that really helps shed the pounds and add the years.
Yeah, and important to condense those meals into a limited number of hours of the day.
Yeah, that's the point here. Among the Adventists, one of my favorite centenarians, Ellsworth Wareham, last I saw him was 103, and he's still driving and mowing his lawn and doing open heart surgery till age 98. He had two meals a day. One at 10 and the other one at 4. And that was all the eating he did. And he remained thin and healthy well past age 100. And I believe there's a connection there.
Well, we actually tried the sweet potato black bean burger that's in the book, and that was fantastic.
That seems to be a favorite. And by the way, I would argue that sweet potatoes and beans are two of the healthiest foods on earth. And they're healthy partially because they're full of fiber and beta-carotene, and they're full of protein as well. But also you can make them taste delicious. And taste is really the most important longevity ingredient there is, because when it comes to longevity, there's no superfood or there's no hormone or supplement. The way to live a long time is figure out how to get some healthy recipes, plant-based recipes, and eat and the ones that you like, so you'll eat them routinely for years and or decades.
What I think is so wonderful about the whole Blue Zones idea and all the work that you've done is that there are no tricks, there are no gimmicks, and you feel a difference pretty quickly. When you eat good food, you feel better.
So in Naples, Florida, it was on the Today Show. It's on the Today Show today, in fact. We took 140 people, largely overweight, middle-aged people, and we put them in groups of five people and just challenged them to eat Blue Zones food, basically potluck, for 3 months. And across the board, we saw life expectancy jump for the group over 100 years. They lost weight. One woman lost 36 pounds. A couple people reverse pre-diabetes, started to reverse heart disease. The effects happen very quickly when you start eating a plant-based diet, as long as it's not highly processed.
The book is called The Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. Dan Buettner, thank you so much for being with us. We've enjoyed your work for a long time. We wish you continued success.
And can I just thank you for such a prepared interview? You were really a delight.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.
All right. Live long.
Dan Buettner, The Blue Zones Kitchen, 100 Recipes to Live to 100. And again, the beautiful photographs as well by David McLean, who is a Maine resident. Check it out. Some great stuff in there. And it all looks absolutely delicious.